IFI News, I'm Ben Thomas. The European Union has agreed to open membership negotiations with Ukraine. European Council President Charles Michel calls it a powerful political signal.
To the people of Ukraine, we are on their side, and this decision made by the member states is extremely important for the credibility of the European Union.
However, he says EU leaders have failed to agree on a $55 billion aid package for Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin held a year-end news conference saying there will be no peace in Ukraine until Moscow's goals are met, goals he says that have not changed since the invasion. At the White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I sure hope that those House Republicans who have for months held hostage critical assistance to Ukraine heard Putin's message loud and clear. Instead, they're heading home for the holidays, while Ukrainians are heading right back into the fight.
Senate negotiators and the Biden administration are still racing to strike a compromise on border security that's hung up further aid. Putin also said Russia is in dialogue with the U.S. over jailed Americans Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich. Israel's defense minister says it will take months to destroy Hamas, and he's predicting a drawn-out war in Gaza. President Biden's pressing Israel to do more to protect civilians, but the Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh tells AP a ceasefire is what's needed.
You cannot avoid killing civilians if you continue the war.
Retail sales figures came in higher for last month. Jackie Quinn reports that surprised some analysts.
Many were predicting with higher prices, shoppers would scale back this holiday season. But retail sales rose 0.3% from October to November.
The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits fell last week, and the average on a 30-year mortgage also fell. Freddie Mac puts it at 6.95%. The 15-year edged higher, however. This is AP News. Three major retailers are halting sales of something called water beads, which are marketed to children. Ed Donahue explains.
Water beads are often sold as toys. They're small, colorful balls made of superabsorbent polymers. Amazon, Target, and Walmart say they're suspending sales of water beads because kids could swallow them. If that happens, the beads could swell. It happened to Ashley Hoggins' young daughter in 2017. She had surgery. The doctor showed her a picture.
He said, "This is what I pulled from your daughter's small intestine. Do you know what this is?"
It was water bead material. Hagen is founder of advocacy nonprofit That Water Bead Lady. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says they could also end up in ears. A bill has been introduced in Congress to ban all water beads marketed to kids nationwide. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thank you, Ed. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.